Over the years, our Blessed Mother Mary has been called by many titles. Our Lady of Hope, Our Lady of Refuge, Our Lady of Sorrows. And then there's the titles that have to do with appearances, like Our Lady of Fatima or Our Lady of Lourdes. Those are just a few of them. Today we celebrate our Blessed Mother's greatest title, Mother. Mother is her greatest title because it is her vocation. It is her calling by God to be the mother of God and the mother of all who believe in her Son. As we continue to celebrate the mystery of Christmas, we reflect on the fact that God became man for us. He desired so close a relationship with us that he took on flesh and was born of a human mother, something that he shares in common with us. If God was to come into the world, he would need a human mother. He came into the world as we do, utterly dependent upon our parents, as an infant, helpless, lying in a manger. He and his family became exiles. They became refugees when they had to flee into Egypt. And all this time, Mary exercises her motherhood, caring for the child, learning to raise him. And that motherhood of Mary continues during their hidden life in Nazareth, those some 30 years that we don't have any record of. I don't think it is totally out of line to say that perhaps our Lord learned some of his lessons and images that he would later use in his preaching and teaching from his mother at home. Perhaps he saw his mother sweep the house clean one day looking for a lost coin, and that would become a parable. Perhaps he witnessed how she always sewed shrunken cloth on a wineskin unless it would burst, and so made that into one of his parables. Certainly he would have witnessed the love between Mary and Joseph. And maybe that is why he performed his first miracle at a wedding, to bless the love of that young couple. So that motherhood of Mary was certainly very active during those years in Nazareth. But as Jesus goes out to preach and to teach, we see the motherhood of Mary begin to expand. She is part of the group of disciples. We see her from time to time appear in the scriptures as Jesus goes about preaching and teaching, until that climactic moment when she stands at the foot of the cross, when Jesus says to her, "Woman, behold your son," pointing to St. John, and saying to St. John, "Behold your mother," pointing back to Mary. That is the fullest flowering of her vocation to be mother. She, in that moment, becomes the mother of all who believe in her Son. We say that this is her motherhood in the order of grace. G.K. Chesterton, a famous Christian author, said, "We serve a mother who seems to grow more beautiful as new generations rise up and call her blessed." Mary's vocation is to be mother, to give birth to all who believe in her Son, and to nurture them until they are safely in heaven's embrace. Today, during our celebration of Christmas, we honor this woman who is both Mother of God and our mother. Let us entrust this new year to her. Mary, we entrust to you today all of the blessings that we know we will receive during this year. and ask your help in all of the challenges that will face us. We ask you to bestow peace upon our communities, our world, and our families. And we ask you in your motherly embrace to bless our St. Mark Parish family.